The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, welcome back. Thursday, March 7th, 2024. I am Seth Leibson. Mr. Bill, good to see you. Young David, good to see you. You're a little chapfallen. We need to cheer young David up. Teresa is here. 602-508-0960 for the rest of ya. Chapfallen, David.
Chapfallen.
Let's get you over that, shall we?
Chapfallen sounds like something that happens to a cowboy when he has to use the outhouse.
No. Chapfallen. If only there was a way to look it up.
Yeah. Asking you.
Though a political show, we are also a cultural show. And while I think culture is both who and what we are as a people and a polity, like our food, our faith, our families, our schools, our athletics, our distractions and entertainment, our culture is who we are. It's informed by politics and it informs politics, but culture is more of our daily life, or should be. And one of the dolorous transpirations of our time is how much more politics has consumed us and invaded every part of our culture. Just as every human being became a medical doctor, an expert overnight during COVID, it seems everyone has taken up and implanted politics into the quotidian stuff of daily life. The COVID example is apt, for as C.S. Lewis warned long ago, a sick society must think much about politics, as a sick man must think much about his digestion. To ignore the subject may be fatal cowardice for one as for the other, but if either comes to regard it as the natural food of the mind, if either forgets that we think of such things only in order to be able to think of something else, then what was undertaken for the sake of health has become itself a new and deadly disease. In other words, we should think of medicine as politics, something for when we are unhealthy. I think in some respects we are a sick society, but not from a virus, from Wuhan. That was a form of Munchausen and societal suicide by hypochondria. Too many wanted to be sick. Too many wanted others to be sick. Too many wanted our society to be sick. And they got the last wish. It should not be ignored that once Joe Biden became president, all those desires just seemed to vanish. Like Kaiser Sose, poof. Like that, it was gone. Mostly. I was thinking about all that as we head into the State of the Union tonight. Usually a president will open his State of the Union address with words like the state of our union is strong or the state of our union has never been in better shape, something like that, usually self-serving. If we hear words like that tonight, we will know we are being beguiled. What I don't know is whether Joe Biden knows he is beguiling us. I truly don't know what he knows or thinks. And I was thinking about that all in the context of what Dan Henninger wrote in the Wall Street Journal. The country's culture, the stuff of daily life, is negative. Ask people to look in any direction and what they see at best isn't the rainbow. Did anyone ever expect to live in an America with a national shoplifting plague where all brand name products and drugstores are behind lock and key? That has become a fact of daily life. The streets of cities are filled with the mentally ill homeless, and there are complex reasons for that, but there they are, living in the stoned-out filth of tent compounds. One consequence of progressive theories on bail, prosecutable crimes, and police enforcement is young men, freed of constraints, randomly shooting or stabbing other young men, or unloading guns in the middle of a nightclub or a celebrating crowd like at the Kansas City Chiefs parade. New York Governor Kathy Hochul just ordered the National Guard and state police in a New York City subway system. This is the price of impunity. One of the most read articles in the newspaper recently described how the minimum wage going up this year in 22 states is driving small restaurants out of business. Family-run restaurants are Main Street, and people see them disappearing. Immigration policy is also complicated, but what isn't is the more than 4 million border encounters with illegal migrants waiting across the Rio Grande the past two fiscal years, while the Biden administration did next to nothing. You know what looks sad? Seeing Border Patrol officers dutifully struggling with this human catastrophe. Now, remarkably, the nonstop migrant mess has become the number one election issue. The December testimony before Congress of three university presidents about campus anti-Semitism was disconcerting enough, but for many families it also brought forward the issue of whether college is worth it anymore. The Biden student debt forgiveness plan, ironically, makes many think of avoiding rather than attending college. No catalog can leave out wokeness, and I would add drug deaths, now in the six figures, far higher than AIDS deaths at their worst. But we cared about AIDS. We don't care about drug deaths. Say this, it isn't happy stuff. It's a constant, widespread source of tension and conflict. In sum, the Democrats have allowed too many negative feedback loops to develop across society. There is a pervasive sense of being hurt, and in our politics, one person gets tagged for that. That's the president. A similar sense of social hurting didn't exist in the Trump years. It will take more than one big speech or a different Democratic candidate to turn this around by November. I don't know that Trump alone can fix all this if he is elected. What it's going to take is a consensus that forms a new vast majority that elects him, emphasis on vast, what many in politics would call a mandate. For yes, our house is divided politically, but culturally it is being eaten by a certain kind of rot. We need to replace the load-bearing walls and support beams, or at least reinforce them. Signals and messages need to be sent this November. This far and no farther is what we need to say, and then we need to become the kinds of progressives C.S. Lewis, to quote him again, described, the kind that realizes we are on the wrong path and need to turn around, and super fast. What we need is a new birth of freedom and a born-again political and cultural evangelism that puts the rainbows back in sight, showing us this place is safe, and grace can be earned again. The pot of gold may be mythical, but rainbows are real. It's been about 160 years since we first heard that phrase I just uttered, a new birth of freedom. But it's far more than freedom we seek just now. It's health. And not just medical, really, but political and cultural health. For we're only 2 years from our 250th anniversary. It's an anniversary celebrating the move from nothing to the promise of everything, as Harry Jaffa put it. In 1776, we were nothing, promising to become everything. What a tragedy it will be if, having become everything, we redound back to some form of nothing, some form of nihilism. Folks, when you see commentators or the New York Times or cabinet members or other administration officials telling you everything's just fine at the White House, nothing's ever been better with Joe Biden, you're being lied to. You're being lied to. There is a funk at the White House, and it is spreading throughout the country. It's not just an economic funk that we are all experiencing through inflation and high costs and prices. It's not just a political funk with the divisions between Americans. It's a cultural funk that is suffusing almost everything. Call it the new suck, call it whatever you want. But remember, the candidacy of Joe Biden in 2020 as the inaugural of Joe Biden in 2021 was about putting this country together again after the divisions of 2020. What's the state of that union today? What's the state of the union of the families you know? What's the state of the union of your family? What's the state of the union of your neighborhood? What's the state of the union of your city? Ronald Reagan could credibly ask the ultimate question in 1980, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? It's still a good question because the question answers itself. And if we human beings owe one another anything, it's honesty. It's honesty. And no one, but no one, can answer that question honestly in the affirmative. I'm Seth Leibson, 602-508-0960. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show, coming to you live from the 960 Patriot Broadcast Studio, brought to you by the veteran-owned Midas Gold Group, your trusted source for precious metals. That's Love Is All Around, the theme song to the Mary Tyler Moore Show, written and performed by Sonny Curtis, who before he did that was best known for what, young David? He was a cricket.
What?
He was a cricket.
With Buddy Holly?
He was. He was a guitar player for Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
No way.
And still alive. Can you get him on the show?
Maybe.
I think it would be fun to hear from him.
Yeah. Say, how you doing?
See, we've put a smile on your face.
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes? You were chap-fallen.
Chap-fallen.
Was the day. Were you a little? Were you out too late at the Dirty Drummer last night?
No.
Was it one of those days?
Just got a lot on my plate, you
know? You're helping us with the Fighting for Freedom event, aren't
you? That's true. And if you're out there listening and you haven't bought tickets, well, first of all, what are you doing? And second of all, run, don't walk, and get tickets online right now because we're offering a special promotion to Seth Leibson's listeners. It's Seth, the number 5, off. That's Seth, 5 off. Tickets available at 960thepatriot.com for our upcoming Fighting for Freedom event with Seth, Officer Brandon Tatum, and Mike Gallagher, who so gracefully joined us yesterday on the show.
He was great, wasn't he? He's got such a good show. We'll have other special guests, too. March 26th. Love to see you there. It's going to be a great event. We'll be talking about all the issues in this election and talking with you. It'll be a lot of fun. Be a lot of fun. And once we're through it, David will get some more sleep.
And on to the next one.
Right. Yeah. No, we do what? A couple of these a year, typically.
A couple of these a year, right. Yeah. We're already talking about what we're going to do this fall, Patriots.
Oh, are we
sure
all?
To be
are we all
this one?
The next one. We need to revive the whole camping trip.
Camping in the woods?
Were you part of that?
Oh, yes.
That was a lot of fun. You,
Bill, camping with Seth?
Mr. Bill, were you part of that? You
Mr.
were
Bill
denigrate.
Wants nothing to
Mr.
do
Mr. Bill wanted it. Nothing to do with that. We were going to do an RV convoy. I think, what, to the Mogollon Rim or something to look for the Mogollon Monster.
Yes, we were going to look for the monster, and Mr. Bill was convinced you were going to be kidnapped by the monster.
No, he was. He just likes to denigrate, because we were going to have campfire dinner. I was going to cook
T-bone steaks.
Steaks and burgers for everyone. I was. Franks and beans and steaks and burgers. We were going to have everyone rent it or bring their own RV. We were going to do a sing-along that night and tell stories and talk politics. And then we would cook breakfast in the morning and go on a nature walk looking for the Mogollon Monster. The whole idea, really, it was Craig's and mine together. Maybe Tim had something to do with it, too. It's still a good idea. But the whole idea, the nature walk and the Mogollon Monster, originates from when I was at a dude ranch down in southern Arizona. And they had a nature walk, and they brought in a zoologist or something. Something. It wasn't a zoologist. It was a nature expert. I can't even think of what the right word would be. Some kind of environmental nature zoologist, plantologist expert who led the hike, you know? And I asked him if he ever said anything about or anyone ever asked anything about, you know, the Mogollon Monster or Sasquatches. He said, yeah, we don't get too many questions about cryptids around here. So we thought it would be a lot of fun. I still think it would be a lot of fun. Can we revive that idea?
Perhaps.
When the weather gets a little bit warmer.
We just have to have someone support us with the RVs.
We'll do that. Summer is upon us. And certainly there's got to be an RV rental place out there. And people own RVs. I think nothing could be more fun. What could be more fun, really?
I don't know. Maybe we can make this happen in the heat of summer.
I was telling, you know, I suppose there's this new condition in the DSM. Are we up to the DSM-5? I think we are. The Diagnostic and Statistics Manual that is used by mental health experts. I don't think Trump derangement syndrome is in it. It might be someday. What about Biden derangement syndrome? Biden derangement. Mr. Bill, you're going to like this. These people that are trying to tell us that Joe Biden is in fine fettle, great shape, mental acuity sharp and high. You know what? They're debasing themselves. They're debasing themselves. This has gone the round, so I'm sorry to be repetitive, but I have something to say about it. This is Joe Scarborough at MSNBC yesterday. You heard this, Mr. Bill? This will blow you away.
I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you if you can't handle the truth. This version of Biden, intellectually, analytically, is the best Biden ever. Not a close second. And I've known him for years. The Brzezinskis have known him for 50 years. If it weren't the truth, I wouldn't say it. And you.
It's not the truth. It's not the truth. Or he has lost his marbles. He used to be angry. He used to be a hothead. Have you seen the hot-headed disappear? Have you seen the way he interacts with Ducey or anyone who challenges him? The reporters who challenged him 2 weeks ago? Or if he runs into a reporter on the way to the helicopter who asks him about polls and he gets in their face, the hot-headedness isn't even over. They have lost their marbles. It makes me think, when you have people paid to talk like that who anchor morning shows on television, cable news, MSNBC, it makes me, you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of that thing we played by Dennis Prager about a week and a half ago when he said, you know, I'm here for the track record. I don't have to answer to the New York Times editorial board. I answer to God. And I don't care where the truth leads me. But if I know I'm not telling the truth, then I know I can't answer to God. Maybe I can answer to the New York Times. But they're not so powerful. If God is too strong for you, how about just a higher authority? Answering to a higher authority than the MSNBC panjandrums. You know where we answer to a higher authority comes from, young David?
God.
Well, but it was a marketing slogan for Hebrew National hot dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
It goes back to the 1960s. Do you remember this, Bill? It had, oh, gosh, YouTube it on the break. You'll love it. It has Uncle Sam eating a hot dog, looking up to the heavens, saying, we answer to a higher authority, because it was a kosher hot dog.
Kosher hot dogs, yeah.
Which they sell at the Dirty Drummer. It's the only hot dog you can get at the Dirty Drummer is a Hebrew National hot dog.
Interesting.
Yeah. The only.
Last night, I had chicken wings at the Dirty Drummer.
Well, that was Lanyap.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. I wonder, that's a song, that's the Byrds, but that's originally written by Bob Dylan. It's fortuitous that that came on, David, there. I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now. It's basically speaking to the notion that when you were young, you thought you knew it all, you know? You thought you knew it all, and as you get older, you realize, yeah, maybe I wasn't so right after all. And I think when you think about all the young people marching, screaming for Hamas, I think they're going to have that realization someday. I think they're going to look back. I think they're going to look back in the full light of experience, history, and truth and see they were marching for Nazis. There's a thing I was mentioning the other day, a website I was mentioning the other day. A lot of you asked me to do it again. EndTheLiesNow.com. EndTheLiesNow.com. It's learn the facts and fight the propaganda. And they go through all the lies that are being told about, well, Israel and its conflict right now, the colonialist lie, the genocide lie, the ethnic cleansing lie, the apartheid lie, the open-air prison lie, and more. You can get it at endthelies.now.com. We have a whole bunch of them here for the comings and goings of people who work or visit us for business here. I'll just give you one example, the apartheid lie. Arab Muslims make up 21% of Israel's population. They enjoy full rights and work as doctors, judges, politicians, etc. Israel is the only place in the Middle East free of apartheid, with full religious freedom, women's rights, LGBTQ rights, and more. It's related to the ethnic cleansing lie. Since 1950, Israel's Arab population has increased 1,280%. This is not ethnic cleansing. Expelling 97% of Jews from Muslim countries is ethnic cleansing. Muslims have ethnically cleansed Jews, Christians, LGBTQ+, and others from the Middle East for centuries. Anyway, End the Lies Now, endthelies.now.com is this great website that is very handy and has a nice one-pager you can print off as well. Hand it out, hand it around, put it up at your churches or other civic organizations or to beguiled young people who someday, I hope, will say I was so much older then, I'm younger than that now, and regret the fascism that they are marching and caterwauling to right now. Let us go to Richard in Phoenix. Nope, let us go to Rick in Phoenix. Hello, Rick.
Hi, Seth. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, sir.
Well, good to talk to you. Hey, you know that bumper, Love is All Around?
Yes, sir.
When that came on, I thought that was David singing.
No, he needs to. It came on randomly, but, you know, he's a little chapfallen today.
Doesn't that sound like his voice, though?
No.
That's what got me. Okay.
No.
I'm not really good at that.
No, it's okay. I mean, you know, I've never heard David sing. And it's probably best that way.
Well, I'm just going by his voice when he answers the phone, you know.
Oh, can't do that. I mean, if you heard Paul McCartney talk and Paul McCartney sing, you'd never put them together.
Okay.
Or Elton John?
Well, yeah, you're right about. I hadn't thought about
that. Or Rod Stewart? Or Davy Jones?
Right.
Or David Bowie?
Yeah.
I can keep doing this all day.
That's true.
I actually have to take a break. Hang with me, and we have room for more. 602-508-0960. Oh, by the way, young David, people can also enter to win free tickets to our Fighting for Freedom contest as well.
That's right. All you got to do is email me at ddoll@salempxx.com.
That's right.
D-D-O-L-L. And just put FFF in the subject line and let me know if you're of an aleatory spirit.
There you go.
After about 20 times, I might have it memorized.
You got it, baby. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. The folks at Midas Gold Group have told me the U.S. government and the Fed will have no choice but to eventually steer interest rates lower, because if they don't, the current level of the interest rates will bankrupt the nation. There's no telling when the dam will break, but when it does, Midas wants to make sure you have flood insurance, and in this case, that's gold. Call Midas Gold Group now. Look into the opportunities gold can provide you as a way to diversify your investments. Give them a call at 480-360-3000 or go to MidasGoldGroup.com. Midas Gold Group is the nation's number one veteran-owned gold IRA firm. Protect your assets. Call 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group, always faithful. MidasGoldGroup.com. Rick was on hold. Thanks for your patience, Rick.
Well, thank you for taking my call, Seth. I got three things here real quick.
Yeah.
First of all, that ad you just did for Midas Gold Group.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to recommend that you do an interview with the owner of Midas Gold Group. He's been running an ad on KKNT that is really powerful and really good.
Okay.
And secondly, do you think Mark will add to the list, and will David write down your word for the day?
How many have there been?
Well, there was one that stood out to me, and that was the one in your monologue, funk.
Oh, funk.
F-U-N-K. Yeah. I haven't heard that since Rowan and Martin.
Is that right?
When they would say, put it in your funk and wagnall.
Oh, yeah, maybe. I thought of it as, I thought of it, there was an old line of, there was a scholar, a British scholar named Melanie Phillips, who was to talk, you know, some years ago about the decline of the West, and she said, we are in a funk, which is a preemptive cultural surrender, and I've always loved that phrase. Preemptive cultural surrender, which has put us into that funk. I don't know that it has a specific etymology. We say something smells funky. I don't know what the etymology of it is, but it's a good word because there are a few words that just tell you what they are in their pronunciation and use of them. Funk is one of them. Another one that comes to mind is decency or decent. I always like to say that, you know, if you ask yourself what the decent thing to do is, it almost always will appear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and as Dennis Prager refers to, there's two races of people, the decent and the indecent.
Yes, and he gets that from
Viktor Frankl.
Yeah, Viktor Frankl. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
which is very good. Well, I just remember funk from Rowan and Martin's laugh-in, and they would always say, put that in your funk and wagon.
Yeah, Isaac Funk. He was a minister, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Now, that I did not know.
Yeah, named after Isaac Funk, who was a minister, and obviously with his partner,
Wagnall.
Yeah, they became a publishing house, and they put out what was that called? The Dictionary of the English Language or something like that?
I don't know.
Encyclopedia of the English Language.
That's why I listen to you, because it's always an education.
There's a few different reference books on language. I guess I remember seeing that around the house when I was a kid. The one I liked was E.B. White's Strunk and White. That I liked because I thought it was easy. A lot of people like Fowler. He was British. Fowler on language, F-O-W-L-E-R.
Okay.
But the most fun thing I can tell you was, I still have it. It was an American, it was a dictionary by Harcourt Brace World. We remember Harcourt Brace Jovanovich, but it was the publishing house at the time was Harcourt Brace World, and it was a dictionary, American Standard Dictionary. And the introduction, you'll get a kick out of this, Rick. The introduction was written by a professor of linguistics at Cal State University, San Francisco. And that professor was S.I. Hayakawa. Does that name mean anything to you?
Yes.
Of course it does.
Senator.
Yes, exactly right. He was elected to the United States Senate as a Reagan baby, I think in 1980, and he was one of the most conservative senators in the United States Senate. But in 1965, he was a well-known linguistics professor.
Wow.
So much well-known that he wrote the introduction to a dictionary.
Yeah. Oh, that is so fascinating. And
he threw rocks at the rioters during the protests in the 60s.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
Quite a character, yeah.
Wasn't C.S. Lewis also an etymologist?
I would have guessed more of a theologian, but he was so skilled with the English
language. He was a theologian, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I was thinking I read or heard somewhere that he was also an etymologist.
It's likely. His use of the language was very skilled.
Yeah, extremely. Yeah. I've got a serious point that I'd like to.
Yes, sir. None of this was serious enough for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I need to straighten up, too.
An additional.
Okay. with your contacts, I want to run an idea by you, and you tell me if it's good or worthy
young
pursuing.
David is,
young or,
David texts me that Tolkien studied languages. He made Elvish. What's Elvish?
In The Lord of the Rings, J.R.R. Tolkien actually made several languages for the purposes of his books.
Oh, and Elvish is a language?
He made Elvish.
Oh, okay,
a
good.
Real
good on
language.
You. All right, there you
and
go.
And you actually have
That wasn't the only one he made,
people,
too.
Yeah.
You actually have people running around speaking Elvish today. I mean, they've learned it and
no
you know,
kidding.
Use it.
Like
so,
Pig Latin
so
or something? I didn't
and
know
other
that.
Languages.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good, good. All right, brother. Sorry. Go ahead. You had another point.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I've got an idea. I want to run by you. You tell me if it's good or if it's feasible or you know off the wall or whack or whatever. But you know, Trump's rallies have been a phenomenal success. So I'm thinking, why not have a nationwide Trump rally where on one day all of Trump's supporters and MAGA supporters and whatnot are invited to gather at the state capitals in various states or some location, and with the giant screens, Trump could do a simulcast and address all of them along with other supporters of that and just have a
national
rally nationwide.
Yeah, kind of like Elvis's concert from Hawaii.
Yeah, there you go.
Telecast over satellite. Yeah.
A repeat.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why not. I don't know why not.
I think it would send a tremendous message.
I don't know. Young David, what do you think? Would you go? Have you been to a Trump rally, young David?
Oh, yes. I have pictures of a Trump rally from 2020 when I was about 5 feet from the man.
Oh, were you really?
Hmm?
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Rick, we'll pass it on. Thank you. Portions of this show brought to you by our friends at YRefi. InvestYRefi.com is their website. They have a secure investment in a collateralized portfolio where you can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return. 10.25% fixed rate of return, and it's not correlated to the stock market or the Federal Reserve. They really invest a lot of control and flexibility in you. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you like. There are absolutely no fees with YRefi, and you get peace of mind with them as well. Plus, there's no attack on principal if you ever need your money back. Of course, you get a monthly statement with no surprises. You can also, they're headquartered here. You can visit them online. You can visit them in person. They're right on Chauncey Lane in North Phoenix. If you do visit them in person, they promise no sales pitch and you won't be asked to sign a thing. If you don't visit them in person, you can check them out online. InvestYRefi.com. Invest the letter Y, then REFY.com or 888-YRefi24. Interesting hearing today on Capitol Hill. The Judiciary Committee, subcommittee of the Judiciary, had a hearing on the weaponization of the federal government over at the House of Representatives. One of the people testifying was Jordan Peterson. Let me give you a little sample of it.
Why don't you embrace artificial intelligence and facial recognition and massive computer surveillance and cameras on every street corner so that we could all be safer?
Well, because there's tremendous danger and too much security. If the emerging collusion between government and corporation, gigantic corporation, continues in the manner that it is continuing, there won't be anything that you do that can't be used against you and will be used against you in very short order. And the concerns that are expressed here about the local consequences of that, let's say with regards to January 6th, seem to me to fail to take into account the much broader threat that lurks underneath that everyone should be attending to. We're in danger of eliminating the private sphere entirely. That's already happening in places around the world, particularly in China, which is why I made reference to that. That technology is at hand, and it appears as though both giant governments and giant corporations are utilizing it in every way that they can manage. And it's generally, it's often motivated by the claim that that's forestalling an immediate proximal threat. While that's a short-term justification for engaging in a tremendous long-term danger, and it should be perceived as dangerous to those on the left who are politically committed, because it will be the politically committed who are first identified by such systems.
That's such a great point. You know, Frankenstein builds a monster. Look at AOC and the monster she built, now coming after her. Maybe we'll do a little bit more on this in the next hour if you want to. I'm Seth Leibson, 602-5080-960.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.